Welcome to the Evolving Enterprises podcast. We have stories of growth and transformation. I'm delighted to introduce Donnie McNichol today, who is the Director of Team Animation Limited. So welcome, Donnie. Thank you for coming and having a chat with me today.
Well, delighted to join you, Martin.
You've had a really interesting career. You've worked with the Major Projects portfolio. You've done a lot of work on some of these really, really complex projects across government and in industry. And thinking about the different sort of ways in which people work, thinking about the kind of differences between people, what do you see, particularly in challenging kind of transformation activities, that people face when they're sort of trying to move an activity forward?
Sometimes you can then get involved in the change management elements of it. Sometimes it can be about the development of the leadership team. All of those, to me, the core of it is about that people bit, which I think you're touching on. If you lose sight of the fact that when you're developing a strategy, it's still a human being that's got self-interest and biases and concerns and so on, or when you're developing the methodologies that they're going to run off the back of its project or program management or whatever, people do it differently. So if I sat down with you, Martin, and said, how will we do risk management on something? We may come to a consensus, but you'd have a certain way of doing it, and I would. To do with the change management, people would do change management differently because of their natural style, whether they're an extrovert or an introvert, you know, do they rely more in materials, or do they rely more in building relationships and discussing with people, or and I could kind of go on and all that. Mm-hmm. But at the heart of it is the bit of, yeah, but don't, you know, kind of feel it sometimes that, you know, in a classroom, putting your hand up, and often at workshops or at meetings, you know, put your hand up and go, yeah, don't forget the people. And it's like, even for me, it's a bit, oh, saying it. And so I try and say, well, what do you mean exactly by the people? You've made an assumption that everyone is going to react to this in the same way, or the fact that the strategy we know is inevitably going to clash with certain people's self-interest.
Yes, it is. It's so important, isn't it, to make sure that we take account of people and the way that they work and their preferences. One of the things that I certainly struggle with a lot is getting the buy-in of people early on in an activity. So for me, there's a kind of tipping point where once you cross the tipping point, you get a lot of buy-in, you get people involved, it's a whole lot easier. So we're all kind of on that journey of being motivated towards and away from things. And I think the greatest salespeople are often those who are able to find that moment when the time is right and just ask that question. I remember a wonderful Uber salesman saying to me, how can I help you, when I was, you know, right at the depths of despair in the middle of something?
And thus you're back to, you likely can't do that necessarily for hundreds of thousands of people, again, without the use of technology. I think you're verging in the part, yeah, you could, every piece of comms or engagement with this person could be modified to exactly, are they red, blue, green, or yellow? Are they towards, or are they away? Are they... what's their current level of feeling at the moment as to, is it worth even communicating? Because they're already off the scale. It's funny. So I ran a lot of their engagement, stakeholder management workshops, simulations around stakeholders and so on. And when they introduce models like any disc-based model or anything else about trying to get under the skin of an individual and about all of these things, they say, well, yeah, but how can you understand this? What are you doing? I often say, why don't you ask them? I mean, why don't you ask them? I say, well, ask somebody how they would like to be engaged with, or ask, well, and sometimes of, you know, you need to be careful about how you've pitched the, are you a towards or are you an away person? But I'm sure there's a clever way of asking that. I said, if you turn it around, it's not manipulative. It's actually going, the relationship with you is important, and I want to understand how best to engage with you to give you what it is you want. And, of course, get what I'm looking for from you, as an aside, and vice versa. But it usually surprises people to go, yeah, well, why don't you just ask Martin what it is? You know, you're going to be working with Martin, so why not ask him? You might go, yeah, I'm not a morning person at all. So you know what? If you want a positive outcome, it's likely better in the afternoon. You did it earlier. You said, don't send me four spreadsheets and a highly detailed email with us. Have a chat, and then I might ask you for the four spreadsheets.
Yeah.
The leadership team, it's fine to not stick to a principle, but you kind of all need to agree that you're not, and for what reason.
And that follows very much the approach that the army took at one stage, where they went away from sending orders of do this, down to the sort of lower units. And they sent commander's intent down. Because what happens if you send orders is that people say, well, I can't do that, and I can't do this, and I can't do that because we're waiting for some other people. So you don't actually get much, you know, at times, much forward progress on something because people are waiting for other stuff. But if you knew that the commander's intent was to do something, then you would figure out, okay, well, what can we do at this moment that's really useful for the commander's intent? How do we do that? So as you said, having that principle, having that intent cascaded down does make it easier to have those conversations throughout the organisation. It's a real enabler, isn't it?
And hopefully, if you can build up that kind of culture where people get, they're employed and supported in being, in exhibiting the behaviours and the values and working to these principles, then people feel open and trusted and feel adaptable and agile in what it is they do. So I guess back to your link to your military analogy. And, you know, you're right, you know, I did some work years ago now with Cranfield, and we wrote up something called the Energized Project Organization. And at its heart, it was, we think that if there's any problems or issues, what you need to do is put in a new level of control. And then if that doesn't work, you add a further level of control until we've got this bureaucratic monster where everyone is controlled and nobody is able to have any latitude or feels trusted. Or any other those good things that we all expect nowadays, when in fact you say, well, you need to completely strip it back. Why are you employing a program director or a section leader or whatever if they're not competent? Because you're treating them as if they're incompetent and they're liars and they're going to whatever. Now, you need to have mechanisms if it turns out that they are incompetent and they are liars, but that's the small minority. But you need to treat people, because otherwise, why have you got them in those positions, in those roles? So, which I think is a broader point, Martin, about, you know, there is a different type of environment that on a lot of major programs that people try to create. It's not just enjoyable for the individuals involved, but by them enjoying it in the professional and personal sense, they give their best, and therefore you get the greatest value from their experience, expertise, energy, and so on. So it's all kind of self-fulfilling. And I'm not naive enough to think that there aren't issues that come up and problems and so on. But it that should be the fundamental way that we set programs up, create that environment to support individuals to be their best, give their best, have a voice, and so on. And I know I'm sure we'll come on to just briefly some of that stuff that we're doing. You know, we're using some technology to do exactly that. But you kind of need the environment to then even be in a position where you can then start using some of the tools that we've been deploying on programs.
Yes, exactly. You do. That's right. There's a lot of foundations, aren't there? In the AI business, you've got to have some decent quality data before you start running AI algorithms on it. Otherwise, your algorithm will tell you complete rubbish, you know, garbage in, garbage out. So, as you said, there's the foundations in terms of the people dimension of, you know, do you have that kind of basis to move forward? And as you said, that sort of leads us really nicely into thinking about cutting through the complexity with human-centric data. How do you do it?
A wonderful chap called Kelvin McGrath developed a tool called Meeting Quality in Australia, and that's 7 or 8 years ago. And I've known Kelvin for many years now, and in the last couple of years, we've had the chance to use it in anger. And it's not just about meeting quality, naming of it at the time, but it was about meeting quality when it was set up, is now much broader. And the platform that Kelvin has developed allows you to capture on a continuous, effectively near real-time basis, the sentiments, direct feed and so on of people, still using the meetings as the catalyst or the mechanism to capture. And you know, we're doing work at the moment with the Infrastructure and Projects Authority and DEFRA and in a couple of different major programs. And what it does allows people to share anonymously what it is they truly are thinking and feeling, what they might think about the capability of the team. You can put in about the relationships in the team, their perception of success and what it is they're trying to achieve, etc., etc. So it's quite a smorgasbord of different modules that you can bring in. We also are using on all of them the well-being. So we know that's absolutely critical and came to a fore during the COVID period. The COVID era, it's almost turning into an era, isn't it? You're looking at that, looking back as an era. But during then, that well-being came up. Very simple, by the way. So you're talking about at the end of a meeting, usually give people 24 hours, you're asking them for 2-3 minutes worth, maybe less. That's with writing, if they're not putting anything down. And we also do ask questions around, you know, please tell us the feedback from how you're currently feeling at the moment, modify the questions, do qualitative analysis on that, and that allows you to do emotive analysis, da-da-da-da. So from not that big a data set, you can almost get into being very open, almost data overwhelmed, because after you've got a number of weeks' data from all the different meetings, you get into, well, which is one of the reasons why Kelvin from the start is simplify, simplify, simplify. If you think you want to know 14 factors on a weekly basis, take it down to 4, because the 4 will give you 13 of them indirectly.
So people have a meeting, and then they'll go to the app after the meeting, and then they'll just enter a few very simple kind of, you know, things. They'll score essentially on a set of, as you say, relatively small, maybe 4 criteria, and then that's then shared after that certain period of time. And that gives you a sense of the quality of the meeting. You know, how did the meeting sort of seem to that group of people? Is that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I guess so. Just two points on the latter one. Often there's only one measure of the quality in a meeting. Mm-hmm. So everything else is about perceptions, the team, etc. But you can just spend a lot of time, you know, different nuances of the meeting, which we've done that for. But it's not usually the focus. It's usually about why. On the mechanics, there is an app, but at the moment we don't focus on it because it is a nightmare, I believe, to try and keep the apps up to date with all the constant changes in the iOS and the Google system. So everything is done through a browser, which you can still respond to in your phone. And the very very tactical thing, but all you need to be able to do is, once we've got an agreed email, is you add it into your existing email stream on your meeting, and then people are automatically emailed at the start of the meeting, and at the end of the meeting they're given 24 hours. They can do it in a browser, they can do it in their phone, and they can respond. So they need to do nothing in types of analysis that are done, that are kept in the platform. It's not hiding anything. It's just sometimes you go, well, do we need to share all the distribution of all the data for ease, or do we just give an average across these 6 performance metrics? Well, we'll just give an average. Otherwise, you're into scatter diagrams, unaverages, and tables. So it's that kind of balance. But then that data, and then the part of the process is then, we write up a report and then we have a conversation on, say, a fortnightly basis. So it's not a separate thing. It becomes part of the dynamic of working in the team, of going, crikey, that's that, you know, what the trend seems to be downwards in this. Let's spend 5 minutes at the beginning of next meeting, and then we'll make that one of the 3 key topics we'll pick up at in our away day that we've got in 4 weeks' time. So it becomes embedded in. Back to our earlier points we've talked about, how do you make this change stuff, that you embed it into literally the way you work. You don't have it as a thing that sits separately.
Well, that sounds immensely powerful. So it must be fascinating being on that journey of taking that approach and actually, you know, using it and applying it and taking teams forward with it. We're just about out of time, I'm afraid. So I'm just going to close out the podcast. I could talk to you for days about this, but thank you so much, Donny, for joining me as my guest. This is the Evolving Enterprises podcast. Thank you for listening.